a fascinating exhibition called Symbolic Landscapes on Nature's Mysterious Power is on at the National Art Gallery until January the 11th. It is dedicated to the 125th anniversary of the birth of academician Nikolai Rainov, one of the most versatile figures in the history of Bulgarian culture, a man of letters writing in different genres, a critic of literature and the fine arts, an inspired artist and interpreter of Bulgarian and world folklore. He studied at the Theological Seminary, then did philosophy, but ultimately graduated graphic art. Nikolai Rainov is a figure of encyclopedic interests that would be difficult to compare with anyone else, especially in the sphere of visual arts in which he was both historian and researcher. These interests throw a bridge to the spiritual nature of art, says in an interview for Radio Bulgaria, art critic Plamena Dimitrova Aracheva, curator of the exhibition. Some time ago she read one of his manuscripts, part of the Rainov family archives kept by his granddaughter Diana Maria Rainova. The notebook in question starts with notes on the history of 11th century architecture. The pages that follow are entitled The Mysterious Power of Herbs, Occult Medicinal Plants and Medicine Men. No one had ever connected Nikolai Rainov with the knowledge or practice of medicinal herbs. But this has proved to be a fascinating manuscript that sheds light on the ancient mythical use and symbolism of plants and herbs, and also on their use in different religious mysteries in the ancient world. We know Nikolai Rainov to have been interested in astrology. We know he had a deep knowledge of theosophy, the mystical insight into the nature of God. He was among the founders of the Theosophical Society in 1930. And in truth, this manuscript provides a very different knowledge of herbs that goes far beyond their mere practical application, preparation or medicinal properties, says Plamena Dimitrova Racheva. In her words, the notebook brings attention to his landscapes of wild flowers, a collection called Nikolai Rainov, Ambassador of Light, featuring a great many reproductions, was released to mark his anniversary. In fact, he had often drawn herbs, for example, to illustrate a textbook on phytotherapy. They can be seen as reproductions, but no one knows where the originals are. And Plamena Dimitrova Racheva found out that the wildflower landscapes belonged to different galleries in Bulgaria or were in private collections. Brought together in one exhibition, these works are connected literally and visually with Nikolai Rainov's manuscript, she says. Medicinal plants are in the foreground with grass, hills, clouds in the background. Nikolai Rainov's manuscript is an in-depth study which I found fascinating because this was the first time I had read anything about the communities of plants, Plamena Dimitrova Racheva goes on to say. Nikolai Rainov writes about the sentient life of plant cells, because they know what element they need as nourishment for their development, how to coexist with one another. And that is a very curious thing, because the picture one puts together on reading the manuscript is that everything in this world, from amoebas to the larger organisms in the universe, exist in an order governed by harmony, and that this order can be disrupted through stupidity or lack of understanding, or that one can fit into it. And he adduces examples of people who have obtained this knowledge and have followed these laws of nature, delving into its mysterious powers, says Plamena Dimitrova Racheva. When a plant is under a given zodiac sign, it will have certain components that determine its medicinal properties, Nikolai Rainov wrote in his manuscript. Here too, you will find the story of how flowers came to be part of different coats of arms and what qualities each signifies.